your yes. So if anyone else can share their name, we greet you with Jesus' joy, and we thank you for joining us this morning. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father, in the matchless name of Jesus, we just thank you, and we invoke your presence on this call this morning. God, we just thank you so much for deliverance. We thank you for recovery. We thank you, Lord, for healing and strength and comfort. And we just thank you that because right now, in the meantime, you have it in your heart and your love to just give us a chance to rejoice and exclaim your holy name. And with that, we are glad. God, we just thank you that after the meantime, you have the ability to strengthen us and to help us see through the weeds, to see through the darkness, no matter what it is that we go through. And Lord, thank you because in spite of and because of, you are the Alpha and the Omega. You are the beginner and the end. You are the finisher of our faith. So we just want to say thank you on as God is able, and for that we're thankful Thursday. God has asked that you put a special healing on those who are suffering with health issues, Lord, because we know that you are bigger and greater than anything, God. We just thank you for this call and Dr. Vanessa and Dr. PK right now for their yes and, Lord, for them establishing the master's calling. God, we just thank you that you put a healing power and strength over Artists International, the vehicle who have brought us all together. And, God, we thank you for the speaker this morning, co-pastor Lavanya Lewis, Lord. We just thank you for her voice and any hindrances, any distractions, anything that would try to come in between your word this morning and this call will return void. So we thank you for what Minister Bonita says is telecommunications sanctuary and giving us a chance to assemble thus once again. Lord, we give you the honor, we give you the glory, and we give you the praise that this message will come forth with clarity. It will give us the strength that we need and the hope that we desire in our hearts in order to do your work. It is in Jesus' name that we pray and thank you. Amen, Lord. Amen and amen. Master's Call family, you all have a Jesus joy filled day, and knowing that God is able for that, we are thankful this Thursday. I am now turning this call over to our hostess with the mostest for us to hear, thus saith the Lord. Be blessed. Host, are you there?
I am, Minister LaShawn. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. Take it away, sis.
Wow. Well, God morning, God morning, God morning, TMC family. We welcome you to the Master's Call, and we thank you for joining us at this divine and appointed hour in this telecommunication sanctuary. Minister LaShawn, thank you so much for seating us and greeting us and for executing that tag that God is able Thursday, God is able Thursday. And so I pray right now in the name of Jesus that God will fill you, refill you with the Jesus joy that resides in you. And so on behalf of our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, again, I welcome each and every single one of you to the Master's Call. We stand on scripture reference, Psalm 88:13, which reads, "But to thee I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." So we started this call off, Minister LaShawn did, in prayer, and we will end this call in prayer. And so we put God first here on the Master's Call because it's all about the Master. Why? Because this call has been going on every single Monday through Friday, even on the holidays, from October the 25th of 2010. And yes, we are approaching our fifth year. And God has definitely been, he has been enhancing, enriching, and empowering lives as we begin our day here on the Master's Call. So we give God the glory and the honor and praise for what he's been doing here on the Master's Call. And it's not over. Actually, it's just beginning, and God is taking us into higher and higher heights in him. And so we welcome you to the Master's Call, and we thank God for the founders, yes. And so every single day after this call, we head over to the morning motivational call, and that number is 530-881-1300 and the pin code 539598 pound. And so in Artists International, we are approaching our transformation challenge here. It will be starting next Monday. And if you are not registered, then I encourage you to get registered today. get measured today, because we need all of your measurements. Start making it happen. Start preparing yourself. I'm telling you, who would not want to earn and burn with the Artist Transformation Challenge, 90-Day Transformation Challenge? So if you don't know what that's about, then I encourage you to get back with the person that invited you to this call, so that you would know more about Artist International and how that appointment can change your life. We also have a website for our call. We invite you to go online at any time to www.themasterscall.net. www.themasterscall.net. That is our website for this, The Master's Call. We are probably one of the few calls that has a website, and so all of our messages are on there, our bios, and just information to keep you encouraged. So please go on there, please post it on your social media web pages, and definitely share it with a friend. Also, if you are here and you want to do something different, you feel that God is preparing you and positioning you, and He is purging you for something new in 2015, then maybe you want to be a greeter here on the Master's Call. Maybe you have a message inside of you that you want to share with the masses. Well, I invite you to send an email to info@themasterscall.net. info@themasterscall.net, and our prayer general, Minister Brenda Terrell, or our mother eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, will definitely respond to you in regards to your request. Well, at this time, it is time for us to hear what thus says the Lord. And our speaker for this morning, she is definitely a powerful, powerful woman of God. She is out here on the West Coast along with me, and where it's very early here. But you know what? When it's time for us to get up and do what God would have us to do, we don't question it. We just get up and we do it. She is out there in Las Vegas, and she is doing great things, her and her husband. And I'm just going to tell you her name right now. It's Co-Pastor LaVonna Lewis. And her scripture that she references is Matthew 11 and 12, which says, "The kingdom of heaven suffereth violence, and the violent take it by force." She was born and raised in Las Vegas, Nevada, and currently resides there. At the age of 13, she realized that even though she was brought up in church and that she needed to make her relationship with God more personal. And so she did that at that particular time. At the age of 17, she was ordained as an evangelist and a youth pastor. And then by 19, she and her husband, overseer Eugene P. Lewis, founded Lion of Judah Ministries in January of 2004, and that ministry has been going on from that particular day. She also, she and her husband also have Anointed Tabernacles Ministries as well. Pastor LaVonna is a graduate of the University of Phoenix, Arizona, where she received her bachelor's degree in human health services with a minor in organizational management. She graduated at the top of her class, and so we give God the glory for that achievement. She has had a successful radio ministry, travel preaching the gospel, train young people to live a life of abstinence and virtue, and prepare those who are called to preach, teaching them how to live the life they preach about. She's a wife, a mother, a sister, daughter, teacher, student, counselor, artistpreneur, pastor, and friend. And at this time, she is our mighty speaker for this morning. So at this time, without further ado, it is an honor to bring to you none other than Co-Pastor LaVonna Lewis. Are you out there, Co-Pastor LaVonna Lewis?
Yes, ma'am. Can you hear me?
Yes, loud and clear. The platform
Thank
is yours.
Thank you. I love you, my sister, the songbird. God bless you, everyone who is on this call, who's under the sound of my voice. We're grateful for everyone who has taken the time to start their morning and say, look, I need to get some word, I need to get some prayer. In order to do what I got to do, you have recognized to do what God has called you to do, that you need to put him first for anything else, and God bless you for that. I thank God for the visionaries of this call, my sisters. I thank and praise God for our artist founders, to the Diaz de Leon family, who are family indeed. If anyone has ever known them, if you do not know them, get to know them. Get to know this business. It will bless your life. Thank God for this opportunity to speak into your life this morning. As my sister said, it is early over here on the West Coast. It is 5 after 5 a.m. over here, and the sunlight is just breaking in. And I don't know, it's something about that that I absolutely love preaching as that sun is breaking in. And so, and sharing this word of God with you. This word has been in my spirit and in my heart for quite some time. And I know I've spoken to you all about this topic before, but here it is popping back up in the spirit again. So we are going to revisit this again. And it's not unlike God to revisit something again, especially if we have not mastered it, if we have not conquered it, if we have not put our foot on the neck of this thing. And so today I'll be talking to you again about distractions. And so we'll be talking about weapons of mass distraction. And what do you mean by weapons of mass? What I'm talking about is there was some time ago when we were under an administration, under the Bush administration, when he had come onto the media and he was speaking to the media. He was alerting the people of the United States that there were, our enemies had weapons of mass destruction. And he was letting us know that he was going to stop at nothing under his power to destroy those weapons before they came and became a major, major threat and a real threat to the United States, to the people of the United States of America. And so the city was, the country was on high alert. You know, you couldn't go into the airport without feeling the pressure. You couldn't watch your TV without feeling the pressure of these weapons of mass destruction. They were going to get us, and we had an administrator who had promised us that he would take care of that. He would annihilate anyone who would try to come against the people of the United States. And so I want to talk to you because I am feeling and seeing, and God is talking to me in the spirit about the weapons of mass distraction. Now, it's not, it is destructive in nature, but it comes to mess with your focus. It comes to get you off course. It comes to stop you from doing the thing that God has called you to do. And so you have to be cognizant. You have to be aware. What has God called me to do? Not what has God called my sister, my brother, not what God has called the pastor, not what God has called elders or deacons, but what has God called me to do? And so once you are aware of what God has called you to do, whether that be in ministry, whether that be here in your first ministry at home, whether it be at church, whether it be in your business, whatever the case may be, the question is, what has God called me to do? So today, ask yourself that question. Remind yourself of the answer and write it down somewhere and make sure it's somewhere where it's plain sight, where you will know, what is it that God has called me to do? Put it in your dashboard of your car. Put it in your house. Somewhere you can see it and it can be obvious, because you're going to have to consistently remind yourself what God has called you to do, because the enemy has sent out weapons of mass distraction. Well, what's distraction? I'm glad you asked. I'm glad you asked me. A distraction is defined as something that takes you off a focus, something that will draw your attention and make it where you can't give full attention to the task at hand. So it has been told it is something that will lure you off. It's almost like a psst in your spirit. It's something like, you know, when you somewhere, you're doing something, you're reading a book or you're studying, and you'll hear somebody from the side go, psst. It's something like that. It's something to get your attention off the task that you're doing. And so you'll feel that in your spirit being taken away. I also like a second definition that distraction has. And it says that it is something that will, it's an extreme excuse me, agitation over your feelings or your emotions. Think about something that's been going on this week, last week, this month, even this year. When you had January, all these goals and all these ideals and all these, you know, lofty aspirations, and then all of a sudden here it is July, and you're looking back and you're reflecting what has in your spirit and called you away from the task that you had set before you. What has agitated your spirit? What has become an extreme agitation over your spirit and your emotions that has caused you to now not be focused? And I want you to draw your attention to Luke, the 10th chapter, the 38th to the 42nd verse. If you would read that, it discusses when Jesus came into a certain village and a certain woman named Martha received him, it says. He went into her house and he sat there and he began to teach. And as he began to teach, one of the sisters by the name of Mary sat at his feet, and she just began to worship at him at every word. She just began to, in her spirit, envelop and receive everything the master had to say. And she began to just heed to his call, much like we do in the mornings here on this call. We begin to heed to the master's call. Yet there was another sister who, the Bible says in verse 40, was distracted about with much serving. And she came to him, and she was angry, and she was agitated. And she said, "Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me alone to serve?" Now, he began to say, "Bid her to come and help me. Make her get up and come help me. I'm here working hard, and she's sitting down being lazy." Now, let me pull that out, and let me exegete a little something for you. Let me break something down for you. There are many times, if you haven't already, keep living because you will experience it, where you will have a set task at hand. You will have a set way of worshiping, but because your worship don't look like your sister's worship, because your worship don't look like your brother's worship, they'll judge your worship. And so they'll begin to say, "Look, I'm doing all this. I'm on the usher board. I'm on the deacon board. I see with the choir. I'm on the praise team. I'm at youth service helping out with the young people. I go to the nursery. I go." And so they'll begin to dictate that that's their level of worship. And because you don't do it at that level, now you ain't really worshiping. I want to come and serve notice on you today that the devil is a liar. You can't judge my worship best on your standards. I'll say it again. You can't judge my worship based on your standards, because Mary refused to be distracted. She knew what her task at hand was. She knew, "Oh, my God, the Messiah is coming. Oh, Lord, he's going to tell us things. He's going to put in our spirits what we need to know. I need the life he's getting ready to bring." And I can imagine Mary said, "Look, I'm picking this spot right here on the floor. If he sits here, I'm going to sit right up under him, and I'm going to receive everything he has to tell me." Now, the question is that Martha is preparing, and in her spirit, she was doing the right thing. "I'm cooking for him. The Messiah is coming to the house. Everything must be right. I've got to clean the house. I've got to make sure everything's prepared. I've got to make sure that everything's just so. I want to make sure, you know, when you have company come over, how you want to make sure you tell them kids, get in that clean up, get your rooms clean. Now, company may not never come to their room, but you want to make sure every house of that house, every crevice of that house is clean and spotless." Because why? Because Jesus is coming. The Master is coming to our home, and it has to be immaculate. So here she is doing everything she knows to do in her level of worship. Catch this. Two different levels of worship. One no wronger than the other. Until Martha's level of worship was a blessing to him. The cooking, he had to eat, somebody had to cook, was a blessing. Cleaning the home, it had to be clean. It didn't want to come into a messy home. It was a blessing. It was a blessing until verse 40, when she got distracted by her serving. When you worshiping and when you're serving, when your service becomes a distraction from the task at hand, because the task was to bless the Messiah. When your service become a distraction where you can't be a blessing no more, it's now a weapon of mass distraction. Be careful of how the enemy will so smoothly start something that was a good thing with you. And now he'll taint it. And now it's messed up. And now it is now a burden. Because let me tell you something. Worship is never burdensome. Worship takes the burden away. It doesn't add burden. So when something stops working, you got to stop working it. Because it is no longer beneficial to your worship. Let's go further. I love when she gets to complaining. When she starts complaining, the master being so careful and so kind stops being so loving and so kind, he stops his teaching to address her matter. He stops it to address her issue. And I love when he looked at her, because you can see not only did the Bible say in 40 she was distracted, but you can see she was distracted by how agitated. Remember I told you the definition of distraction? It is an extreme agitation of your feelings and your emotions. As soon as she started getting agitated, she started becoming distracted. That's how she can know. Well, Pastor, how will I know if I'm distracted? How will I know? Because I started working. I got to go to work, and I got to worship, and I got to serve at my church. You know that you're distracted because you keep becoming extremely agitated. That's when it's time to sit back and look and say, all right, God, is this now worship to you, or am I working? Because working and worship are two different things. So now she's come out of worship, and she's entered into strife. And so we have to be very careful of strife, because the Bible tells us that wherever there's strife, there's every evil work. And strife is an unprofitable thing. It is something that comes to distract. It is something that comes to be an unproductive thing, that just a space maker, I call it. It's not going to yield us. It's going to make us busy, but it's not going to make us productive. And there's a difference. And so now she's striving with her sister. She's angry at her sister because she said, look, your level of worship ain't where mine is at, and I'm mad about it because here I'm doing all this work and you sitting down. Sometimes your level of worship gonna look lazy to somebody else. Why? Because you don't understand. You don't get it. Honey, if you knew what I've been through, you want me to sit at his feet. If you knew the suffering I've come out of, if you knew the testing and the trials I've been through, you tell me to sit at his feet. You want me to receive everything I can receive. I'm too hurt to be this busy. I got to sit down and get something. I need healing. Mary needed from him. And her sister, not cognizant of that. Why? Because she was busy and being distracted. Don't get angry when somebody gets mad at you because your level of worship ain't where theirs is at. They don't get you. They don't understand. Because I love right here when Jesus gave attention to her, he said there were two things. He said, listen, Martha, Martha, listen, listen. You're troubled and you're careful. Now, many times we see that word careful, and we begin to think that careful means that, you know, we're taking caution. But no, here this word means you're full of care. You can listen, honey, he's telling her daughter, you got too many worries. Calm down. Relax. I'm okay if I eat two pieces of chicken instead of four. You don't have to cook that big vat meal. You didn't have to make seven courses. One would have been enough. You know, dusting that off and making sure that was okay. You are pushing yourself more than giving me more than what I asked for. And now it's become a labor to you. And he tells her, he said, you're too full of care and you're troubled about many things. There's some stuff you upset about that ain't got to do with today. There's some other things that got you troubled. Today just happened to be the day that made you pop off. But as I close, I'm looking at one thing the Lord told me. He said, but look at how Mary responded to the accusation. Look at how Mary responded. And how did she respond, you ask? She responded by saying nothing. When somebody is accusing you, the best way to respond, now the most natural way to respond, is if I was Mary, I would have been like, wait a minute, how you going to accuse me in front of Jesus of helping you? I tried to help you. I would have just stated my case. I would have plead bargained. I would have tried to get Jesus to see my side of it. But if you look in the scripture, she never said a word. Why? She didn't have to. She was focused. And she didn't get distracted, even in the face of accusation from her sister. She remained focused on the part that she was there for. And Jesus spoke up for her in 42. He said, but one needful thing, Mary's chosen, the good part. She understood to remain focused. I'm not going to be here with y'all always. You have this rare moment to sit and worship. She understands that. And she didn't feel the need to stand up to her accusation, to her accuser. She let Jesus do it for her. I'm coming to tell you today before I get off this phone, before I get off this call with you, be careful of the weapons of mass distraction. They'll be formed, but they won't prosper. Be wise and catch it. Catch it. Catch it. I'm going to say it again. Catch it. And make sure you don't let it overtake you. When you become extremely agitated, when you become twisted about your emotions and your feelings, watch that. Watch that. Don't let worship become labor. And don't ever stand up to your accusers. Let Jesus do it for you. And stay focused. You got this. You got this. The stuff you got, 6 more months. We ain't done in a year. We're not done. We got the rest of July, and we got to December. You still can make every goal God told you come to pass. The things you wrote on that paper, you still can make those things happen. Stay focused, and don't fall for the distraction. God bless you. Love you. Have a wonderful, blessed day.
To God be the glory. What a powerful message, and so on time. Thank you, Co-Pastor LaVonna Lewis, for blessing us this morning. We will be calling you back to give us our benediction for this day. But at this time, let us go to God in prayer. Almighty God, Heavenly Father, we just bless you. We thank you, first of all, for your presence here on the Master's Call. And we thank you that you allowed for us to wake up into a new day that we will rejoice in. And we celebrate you, oh God, because you are amazing. And we thank you because you are our master creator. You are our healer. And God, we trust and we know that you are able. You're able to be bigger than any situation that we go through. You are able because you are healer. You are able because you are deliverer. You are able because you are provider. You are able because you are our refuge, you are our strength, you are our hope, you are our joy, and we can find unconditional love in you, oh God. So we bow down humbly before your throne. Forgive us of our sins, oh God. And I pray right now in the name of Jesus that you will restore virtue in Co-Pastor LaVonna. I pray right now in the name of Jesus that every single need in her life will be met in Jesus' name. In her life, in her ministry, in her family, right now in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare on this line this morning that no weapons which are formed against us shall prosper in the name of Jesus. For we are victorious. We are the apple of your eye. We are the first and we are not the last, God. We thank you, Father God, that great things are happening in our lives, Father. We thank you that we walk into you with your anointing and your power, your favor, your blessings, and your increase all over us in the name of Jesus. We walk right now with Jesus' joy, God, knowing that you are great. So we put a smile on our face this morning, anticipating and expecting that great things will happen for us today. And we thank you for the miracles that are on the way. So we give your name the glory, God. We give your name the praise, and we just thank you right now. And we trust and believe that as we go through this day, we will say that you are able. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. To hear the replay for this call, please dial 712-432-1085 and the PIN code 957-677-pound. We'll be heading over to the morning motivational call, and that number is 530-881-1300 and the access code 539598-pound. Remember, you are great. You are victorious. You are a conqueror. And know that God is able. And go out and make your day a great day. Co-Pastor LaVonna, come back and give us our benediction for this morning. Again, thank you, Minister LaShawn, for seating us and greeting us this morning. And each of you, thank you for joining us here on the Master's Call.
We thank and praise God for our time together. We're so grateful to God that he saw fit to breathe the breath of life in us one more day. We thank and praise God that not only is he breathing a bios life, but he is also breathing a Zoe life, a life that is past our natural bios in life, our natural life. We thank and praise God that he is helping us not to be full of care and not to be troubled. As you leave on today, God, we thank you, Lord, as we leave this call, that we have a charge and that you have given even your angels charge. Now leave this place knowing that God is at your house. Make your decision to sit at his feet and to worship. Don't be distracted. We thank God for the binding of distraction now as we go about our day. We love you. We bless you, God, and we honor our service to you. And we will not be distracted in our service. In your name, God, we pray and we thank you. Go out and be the best you can be today. In Jesus' name, amen.